Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
So this very interesting topic of herd immunity, Prof. Right. You want to make us a bit wiser?
Yeah. Now, there's one of these terms which is often bandied around. You know, one of these new terms which have come around with the COVID epidemic. And a lot of people seem to think that herd immunity is the answer. In other words, once you achieve herd immunity, the epidemic will disappear, and that's the end of COVID. Yes. Now, unfortunately, it's not quite so simple as that. So let me just backtrack and let me talk about individual immunity, and then I'll talk about herd immunity. Now, I'll put it into the context. Now, what you mean by individual, a person becomes immune either if they're infected with a particular organism like a virus, and then the immune system of that person then allows that person to develop natural immunity. You make antibodies or specialized cells, and those then protect the person when they get exposed subsequently. That's the one way. That we call natural immunity. It's natural because that you get after natural infection. You can also get artificial immunity with a vaccine, where the vaccine mimics the infection and again stimulates the immune system to produce those antibodies and the specialized cells. Just one word about the antibodies. The antibodies which protect are called neutralizing antibodies. There are also other antibodies directed against other parts of the organism which not necessarily neutralizing. What I mean by neutralizing is in the laboratory, these antibodies will stop the virus infecting the cell. They neutralize its ability to infect a cell. So that's individual immunity. Now, let's come to herd immunity, also called community immunity or population immunity, also indirect immunity, all these different alternate terms. I'll stick with herd immunity. Now, what we mean by herd immunity is when a certain proportion of the population become immune, either naturally from the infection or artificially from the vaccine. Yeah. And as a result, the virus can no, I'm talking about virus, but all infectious organisms, but I'll stick to viruses, can no longer find enough susceptible, non-immune susceptible individuals to infect. And then what happens? The poor virus hasn't got enough susceptibles or individuals to infect, and the outbreak then dies down. Yeah. But very, very importantly, the virus does not disappear. The virus still maintains at a very, very low level, sometimes even undetectable, but it's still present. The only virus which you've ever been able to eradicate is smallpox. That's the only one. But otherwise, the virus still remains there. So what's this threshold value, this value of immunity when the epidemic can no longer have a chain of no longer transmit itself? Now, that depends on two things. It depends, obviously, how contagious the virus is, and it also depends how easy we make it for the virus to infect hosts. Now, the contagiousness is determined by a value called the R value. I think we spoke about it before, the reproductive number. Yes. In other words, how many people get infected from a source of infection, from an infected person. Now, obviously, the higher the R value, the higher the threshold is going to be, and the lower the R value, the less. There's actually a formula to actually determine the threshold value, 1 minus 1 over RO. So I won't go into the details of it, but you look at a virus like measles, there the threshold is about 95%. For COVID, it's estimated about 60%, all things being equal. Now, I say all things being equal because this is a dynamic thing. That reproductive number is for, as a basic level, about 2.5 for COVID. But it can go up to 4 to 5 in certain situations where people coming together, clustering together, congregating together, and in the internal environment, not outside, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean. Those super spreading events. Then it rockets up. And in fact, then the herd immunity can go up right up to about 80%. So just to summarize, the herd immunity, it's a dynamic state. The virus is still there, and therefore, as we increase susceptibles, or if we increase the ability of the virus to infect those susceptibles, then the epidemic will come back again. So we maintain it by the decreasing the ability of the virus to infect individuals, and also by vaccinating, because by vaccinating, you increase that artificial immunity. And you thereby get closer to that threshold of herd immunity.
I think we possibly all went wrong then, Prof, was on the misunderstanding that herd immunity would protect us 100% against the virus. And what you're clearly stating today is that that is not the case.
It'll be dynamically. In other words, if we continue, if we have a high vaccination coverage with a good effective vaccine, plus we don't allow susceptibles to build up and we don't allow the virus, our behavior doesn't foster the transmission of the virus.
Professor Schuber, as always, lots to think about. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon, and I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon. Thank you. I hope it explains it.
It does indeed.